Credit rating agency Standard & Poor's has threatened to downgrade a number of highly rated G20 countries. S&P says governments must enact reforms to curb rising healthcare costs. S&P and Fitch have downgraded the ratings of the United States, France, and several other European countries. Japan's economy has been plagued by a series of lower-than-expected economic figures. Unemployment reached 4.6% in December, and industrial production fell 3.5% in 2011 compared to the previous year. The Japanese economy was ravaged last year, mostly by the earthquake, tsunami, nuclear crisis in March. Pakistan has described U.S. assassination drone strikes on its soil as, quote, unlawful, counterproductive, and unacceptable. The reaction came after President Barack Obama confirmed for the first time that U.S. drones had carried out attacks inside Pakistan's semi-autonomous tribal areas near the Afghan border. Bahraini demonstrators have held protest rallies in several villages across the tiny Persian Gulf kingdom to protest the deadly Saudi-backed crackdown on peaceful protests. Scores have been killed and many tortured or arrested in the crackdown that started nearly a year ago. Iran has officially launched a TV channel with 600 million Spanish speakers worldwide as its target audience. Hispan TV was inaugurated in a ceremony attended by a number of Iranian officials, including Iran's Foreign Minister Dr. Ali Akbar Salehi. Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad also congratulated the launching of Hispan TV in a live video conference. U.S. senators plan to vote on a fresh round of sanctions against Iran to step up pressure on Tehran over its nuclear energy program. The proposed sanctions target Iran's energy sector, as well as companies that supply it with equipment, including telecommunications equipment. At least six people have been killed in attacks in Pakistan's southern city of Karachi. Police say they are investigating the attacks. Karachi has a long history of violence. More than 1,600 people lost their lives in violent incidents in 2011. The United Nations has warned that the world is running out of time to meet the needs of a rapidly growing population. It said the world needs to make sure there's enough food, water, and energy, as the population of the world is estimated to reach nearly 9 billion by 2040.